You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, a big thanks to Jeff Hathorn stepping in here. He has a good column coming out on pirate trade deals at the deadline, and there haven't been many good ones. Austin, the thing as he left here, we were talking about the Hutchinson trade and how at the time people thought, oh my goodness, he's going to be a starting pitcher here for a long time.
I think a lot of people realized you were giving up Reese McGuire and Harold Ramirez, two guys that are MLB players,
right?
And Liriano. It just felt like a salary dump from the start, where Drew Hutchinson became a whole bunch of nothing. He's not still playing in the MLB, is he?
No, they hyped him up big. Everybody thought, oh, my God, this is the starter. You know, again, false hope all the time, and that's the problem. When you dig these holes, now you're in a stage of saying, prove it to me that you're going to change. What are you going to do with this trade deadline? I don't think there's much they can do at this trade. And the more I think about it, what are they going to actually do?
Is that because you don't trust the GM to make the moves?
Part of it, but also, what are you going to do? What do you have to give up?
You could trade Keller, you could trade Bednar, you could trade Santana. Those are good pieces. So you're going to get something for IKF.
What are you going to get?
I don't know.
You're going to get a Hoy Park. You're going to get somebody, you know, a guy who has, oh, wow, look at this. He's ranked here in this prospect system, and he won't see. You know, again, until they prove it, I can't think otherwise. Do I trust them to get somebody who's going to come up here and be an impact major league player? We just went through 10 years of talking about their deals. And how many players are still even here of all those 10 years?
They could probably get a decent reliever for IKF, don't you think? Like a younger guy that has some talent.
Well, Greg Brown keeps talking about a really big swing. What do you think that would include?
That would be a Mitch Keller trade. Or trading Bubba Chandler. Or just a way to acquire a big bat. And whatever that way might be. Whether you package like IKF, Bednar, and maybe Santana to somebody. Where you still keep Keller, but you acquire a significant impactful bat that could hit 3, 4, 5 in your lineup.
412-928-9370. We have a leftover caller who's been on the line for a long time. So Joe's been waiting for over 40 minutes.
Yeah,
so
here he goes.
Good, Joe. I appreciate that patience. I know we got into a big discussion with Jeff. So what were your takeaways of that discussion?
Nothing. Zero. I was hoping Jeff stayed on a little longer. That's why I stayed on, Bob. I've been around. I told you my first game was in the 1940s. But the thing is, he was talking about nutting. And he called him Bob. And I said to myself, don't call him Bob. He's nutting. He's nothing for this city. But he says, Mark Cuban makes his money in other places, and Nutting makes his just on baseball. Well, if you start over, $96 million he paid for the team. They're worth $1.2 or $1.5 billion now. Okay, so that side. Then every year since with 2008 he bought the team, he's made at least $30 million after everything's cleared up. That's another half a billion. Now we're $2 billion, and he did sell newspapers. He bought and sold ski lodges.
Oh, yeah. He has a lot of other assets. I don't think there's any question about that.
That's what I mean. The guy could spend. He has given us nothing in the city of Pittsburgh. Shame on him. Sherrington, I don't trust him at all. I mean, this guy's the worst I've ever seen. And I told you, I've been watching baseball since the 40s. And I don't want him to trade nobody, but like you guys say, a couple of those guys that aren't there. I hate to see a couple go, but don't sell Keller. Don't get anybody and get rid of Sherrington today. That's all I got
to
say,
Bob. All right, Joe. I know how you feel.
Thank you very much, Bob.
Yes,
thank you.
Thank you for waiting. But I also think, you know, you're in a situation here where this the fact that his future is uncertain is not a good thing going into a trade deadline. That means that he could be doing things that he probably wouldn't. Maybe that's what we need. You know, Austin, maybe they need him to go crazy here and do something that he thinks is saving his job, and it actually does.
Maybe. Like, that would be somewhere where does he even have the authority from the owner to be able to do something
that's the other
like
thing.
That?
But
you know?
To Joe's point at 412-928-9370, he has a lot of money to spend, and it may not, you know, they may have their budget set up in a different way based on that specific business, which is baseball. But it's a different business than owning a newspaper. It's a different business than owning a ski lodge. It's a different business than owning Wiggle Whiskey. The point is, you have to be willing. You know, you get your aircraft in the air at 30,000 feet, you don't stop putting fuel into it. You got to keep going. And this is what this franchise needs. You got to put more money into it to get anything out of it. And if you're really a smart businessman, to me, you know, winning results in a lot more money coming into your coffers as well. Although in his mind, this is how I think Bob Nutting must think, though. If he looks at this and says, if I give Pete Alonso, because this is the guy we talked about earlier in the discussion, in case you just joined us right now, he was available. He signed 2 years, $54 million in this offseason with the Mets. He has 21 home runs and 75 runs batted in. He could have made that deal. But if he looks at it and says, I'm going to give him $54 million, that's $27 million more, how much will that result in me getting attendance up by, you know, 5,000 to 7,000 a game? And how much money will that actually result in? If you start just getting really into the minutia of the money, he could talk himself out of making a deal like that, which I think he often does because he thinks it's too much and it can't substantiate itself. I go the other way on that. I say, you want to give people something to, you know, something to chew on here, something to be happy about. That guy would have changed your lineup around. More calls on the way, Austin. Who we got?
All right, let's go to Rick. He's in Brighton Heights.
Hello, Rick.
Hey, Pump. I was just saying, I think any one-for-one player deal isn't going to net you anything. I think it's going to be a Bednar and a Keller, or a Bednar and a Santana and a Keller and to get you one solid bat. I think any one-for-one trade isn't going to net the Pirates anything. I just wanted to know your thoughts on that.
I agree. I don't think you're going to get as much as you would if you put packages together. Again, you have to find the right team that has the right needs. And it's more likely you could find those needs in the off season. More likely, if you're going to make a big swing, it should happen in the off season, not at a trade deadline, because I think you limit your pool of potential candidates for trades.
And do you think Hayes is going to, you know, somebody like Hayes is going to get you anything but prospects? Maybe. I mean, a guy like Kay or even Reynolds. I don't see what those guys are going to get you back.
Yeah, I know. It's up to him to figure that out. That's why he's getting paid a lot of money, Rick. So thanks for the call. I mean, they have a whole staff over there trying to figure this stuff out. They know more about who's available, what it's going to take. Just make the deal that makes sense, that gives this franchise and its fan base some hope moving into next year. And again, it's been a long time. They haven't won. When you think about the Pirates, they have not won a playoff series really since 1979. And that includes the good years of 90, 91, and 92 at 412-928-9370. Let's go, Austin, if we can, to Paul in Pittsburgh. Paul, what's going on? How are you?
I'm well. How are you today?
Doing good, thanks.
I have a little different thought on the trading process. Number one, I would not gut our pitching staff at all. I would wait. Number two, I would move Key Bryan to short. You got a 10-year Gold Glove shortstop. And you had brought up the point earlier a couple of different times, different days. Start rolling these guys up from the minors and see what they got. Like, don't try to get a power bat.
But
that's not going to help.
But
us.
Paul, they don't have anyone in the minors who's ready to help them right now, just based
on
the numbers
you
see.
You did mention a kid named Ford could maybe play third base or something. You had mentioned another guy. Bring them up. Let's see what they have.
I mean, we mentioned Malcolm Nunez. Thanks, Paul, for the call. I get what you're saying. But, I mean, these are guys who were supposed to come in and be helpful at some point. Why would you make the – Oviedo, right? Where is Malcolm Nunez? Why am I getting frustrated? I can't find
Malcolm Nunez is in AAA. I owe an apology to Mr. Nunez because he's actually hitting better than I thought. He's hitting .301. He has two home runs, though, and 24 RBIs in 46 games, so the power has not been there.
Yeah,
he does have 18 doubles, though, this year. So it's been gap power but not hitting the ball out of the ballpark.
All right, who's next?
All right, let's go to Chris. He's in Indiana.
Hey, Chris, you're in Indiana. Now you're on the fan.
Hey, Bob, how are you doing?
What's going on?
Listen, I read something the other day that Major League Baseball total attendance across all 30 teams is down like 39,000 attendees for the entire year. The Mets, however, are up over 500,000 fans. So if you just figure in New York, the average person who goes to a game spends $50 on a ticket and $25 on a hot dog and a beer. They're up $40 million in revenue just on the Soto deal that everybody thought was crazy. So you got to figure out how to spend money to make money if you want to get more attendees. Last year we averaged 23,000 per game for 82 games or 81 games. If we get that to 28,000.
Well, right now it's at like 18,000. It's down about 5,000.
Just take 5,000 times an extra $2 million a night, and you can sign a bat. If you just get somebody, he'll pay for himself.
Well, yeah, I think that's part of this, and that's why I thought a deal for Alonso. What would the fan base have done had the Pirates done that? You know, 2 years, $54 million. They would have said, "Oh yeah, we need this guy at first base, and look at the numbers he's providing. It gives a shot in the arm. People spend money because of it, and if it results in you contending for a wild card position, you get some games in the postseason." It all makes more money. So
absolutely.
You have to look at it that way if you're him. And if you're not, then why are you doing it? Your valuation goes up every year, and you get more and more money whenever you sell it. But if you have no intention of selling it, you're not going to realize that. Sooner or later, he will or they will. But still, you owe it to this fan base and owe it to the city, who's done a lot, especially when he first acquired this franchise with new stadiums, taxpayer advantages, all this kind of stuff. So we'll see, Chris.
You got to swing the fan quotes and say, well, at least he's trying, because right now I don't think anybody believes he's trying.
Right. Well, again, this offseason makes you think that because they had players out there they could have reached to and got signed. Yeah. At least make an effort. I never heard them once involved in Pete Alonso. Never once. Thanks, Chris.
I agree.
Appreciate it. Did you, Austin? Did you ever hear that name? I thought they immediately. How about Paul Goldschmidt?
I would have been fine with Goldschmidt.
He had 1 year deal in New York Yankees. Can you look up what he's doing? Because I have a feeling he's having a pretty good year. I realize the Yankees are a good team and they've got a lot of hitters that could protect him in the lineup. But he's doing pretty well for 1 year. I think it was $10 million he made.
Yeah, he's hitting .290. 8 home runs and 34 RBIs. He's 93 hits this year. .290 batting average. And he signed a 1 year deal worth $12.5 million with the Yankees. That would have been perfect here.
Anything like that works. And if you have to up it to $15 million because the Mets offered that or the Yankees offered that, then do it.
They probably would have. He's been a 20 home run hitter, though, every year since going back to 2012. The only year was 2014. He had 19, and 2020 was the COVID shortened year.
Yeah.
He's just constantly a big time power hitter. This year, the power has gone down a little bit, but still could end up hitting 20 homers.
Okay, if you're them thinking about this offseason, let's assume that nothing crazy happens at this trade deadline. You're going into next year offseason. What should the budget be for free agents?
$40 million.
That's it?
$50 million? 40 to 50? Definitely.
It should be more.
Well, it should be, but I don't think they're going
to
actually do that.
If you're going to try to make a move here, you got to do that.
$70 million. It should be $80 million, but we're trying to be realistic here.
But again, that's been beaten down our throats to the point where now we're expecting nothing because nothing has been shown.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If I just get frustrated. I know that.
Oh,
I,
me too.
At some point, their payroll is so low that if you doubled the payroll, you still would be below, you know, 2/3 of the teams in baseball.
That's why there should be a cap of about 250, and there should be a floor at right around 110. That would increase the Pirates' payroll by $20 million automatically. That would give you one big hitter automatically, just because you have to.
Which is why maybe these teams don't want to go down that route, because they like it the way it is, and you can still make a lot of money without having to do that. So
I do wonder if there are some markets that are just so angry about how the Dodgers are going about it, and they're paying Shohei Ohtani all this money deferred, and if in the next CBA that will become an actual issue.
You see how much money the Dodgers, I saw this earlier today, how much money they're spending on long-term injured players who are not even playing right now.
Probably more than the Pirates' more entire their, payroll.
Yeah, more than a lot of teams' payroll, just on that. Next, who's next?
All right, let's go to Beth. She is in Gibsonia.
Beth. Beth, I hear you calling. We answered the phone
yes,
today.
Yes, I am.
What do you got
I'm
to say? What's up, Beth?
If there would ever be a floor, I am going to throw the biggest party to make him have at least to have a salary floor. Oh, my God. And you're invited. I'm telling you.
Do you think that'll happen? I hope it happens.
No, I mean, I want it to happen 150%. Do I think it'll happen? I have my doubts, of course. But ever since the Chris Benson debacle and getting Ty Wigginton, no matter who the general manager is in this organization, you know, the trade that was supposed to bring something brought nothing 21 years ago. So, you know, he have little faith on the other end of this call as far as what a trade could bring versus what it should bring.
I hear you, Beth. Well, again, I think your frustration shows people here expect a little bit more, and that's all it would take, just a little bit more. I would think so, but
I want the moon and the stars, you know, I pray for it, you know what I mean? But I just, you know, I don't see, and you talk about the guys we were just talking about. Those guys don't want to come here. I mean, and that's what hearts do.
Well, okay, they don't want to come here because they see what's going on. The way you change that is you overpay. You have to overpay. And that's okay. Do it. Thanks, Beth. Appreciate the call. We got a lot of calls calling in.
A lot of calls, Bob. Let's go to Dave. Dave is in Cranberry.
Hey, Dave, what's up?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good, and you?
Good, good. Hey, you know, look, as much as I want a bat, a big bat in the trade deadline, you know, I don't think the Pirates lineup would be competitive in Altoona. I think they'd be middle or low of the pack if they went north and played in that league. But I do not want to move on from Keller. I think that when you look at this rotation now, who are you backfilling? You know, you have, I don't even know, Chandler's struggling a little bit. Burrows is unproven. Jones is hurt. Heaney's going to be gone. He's not good anyway. I'm not a huge Bailey Falter guy. I think he's a fifth starter at best. I know you have to have a left arm in the lineup, but it seems like it's 3-0 before he even goes on the mound. He's down 3-0. So I don't know how you move on from Keller. I really don't. You have him under control. I think it would be a big mistake to give that piece away. And
I hope he stays. If they trade Reynolds and or Keller and make this lineup even worse, then I might finally be done. Although I always say that and I never am. But.
Yeah, well, that's what Mr. Nutting wants to hear, that you're going to be there loyal despite. And you know, at some point, this fan frustration, he has to hear it. Do you think he hears it at all? Do you think he even responds to it?
I'm sure he hears it, but I don't really know if it matters.
It should matter.
At least enough.
It should matter.
It should matter, but I don't know if it matters enough to change ultimately what he does with his day-to-day operations.
Well, Dave says he does not want to trade Mitch Keller. Dave, if I put a list in front of you of some of the players they may be able to get for Mitch Keller, would it change your mind? In other words, if it's something that produces two guys right now who could be on your roster, maybe they're younger, they've had a taste of it, you saw potential with them, and it could solve two of your batting needs, would you then consider making that trade?
Well, let me – I hate to answer a question with a question, Bob, but who's your number two starter next year then?
Eventually Jared Jones, if he's healthy enough, and that's another if. Everyone we're going to talk about here are ifs. Mike Burrows has shown you that he might be it. Braxton Ashcraft could be it. There are a lot of guys in their system. Bubba Chandler probably will be it, but you don't know for sure. And that's the risk you have to take.
Keller has been so solid. Keller has just been so solid.
Yeah, but he's 3-10, and if they're not going to hit better, it doesn't matter. You can go through the same process next year where he's doing the same thing and not getting any run support. The biggest thing, when this obituary is written on this season, it will be lack of hitting, and they knew it, and they didn't do anything about it.
I will say, I'll just finish with this. I love the Hayes to the Yankees for that guy in AAA who's got 21 home runs. Whoever that, I love that move.
Boy, yeah, Jones.
That would be amazing.
They do need help at third base, so that's somebody I would look to. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate the call. 412-928-9370. Pirates, by the way, are off today. And yes, thank you. And they will take on Minnesota tomorrow. Paul Skeens will be on the mound. And the tragedy of all of this is that Paul Skeens has been really good, better than you could have probably ever thought since they drafted him. Yesterday was his 2-year anniversary of being drafted, and yet they have not gone anywhere near in the direction that people would hope they'd go. In fact, they've regressed. So that's a frustrating thing. But, you know, we'll see what happens. July 31st is the deadline. It's coming up. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to have Tyler Kennedy with us, but I want to remind you also that Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the text line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless they get money for you. Just also want to remind you about every Wednesday on KDK TV at 5:55, we present a series we call Drafted. We've taken a look at we've come down to a list. Speaking of lists, Austin, we have 52 players who have been drafted from Western Pennsylvania, gone on to the NFL, and we rank them. And we started this a year out for when the draft comes to Pittsburgh.
Oh, wow.
And so we're down to 42. We've gone through 10 weeks of this already, and we still have 42 more to go. And it gets much more difficult trying to figure out who's in your top 10 of Western Pennsylvania drafted athletes who've had big success, both in college and also, most importantly, in the pros.
Because you're talking throughout time, right? Like,
throughout
time. Namath is on that list.
Of course.
Does Jim Kelly get considered on
of
that
course.
List? East Brady? Okay.
All the people from this area, Western PA. I'm not going to say necessarily WPIL, but Western okay. Pennsylvania.
Marino, Dorsett, Revis, yeah. They all have
they
to be
all on
list.
It, but the question is the order which we're presenting. But we do that every Wednesday at 5:55 on KDK.
You know what else is on KDK TV tonight, Bob? At 8 o'clock. Do you know?
No, what?
The season premiere of Big Brother debuts tonight, Bob.
Oh.
Will you be watching it at the KDKA studios today?
No. I'm not into Big Brother. Our news department put together a documentary on the Trump shooting, which is a year ago already,
yeah,
in Butler,
that?
And that's coming. I think that may be tonight, 7:30, preceding that. I'm not sure exactly, but it's a very good documentary they put together. Yeah, so Big Brother, I'm not interested. I know a lot of people are.
That's tonight.
Don't have time for
the
that.
The debut. There's a mystery 17th house guest that's been rumored, a former player, Bob. Of course, it seems like a player, one of the seasons, they've been 27 seasons. I've seen probably 20 of them. And, of course, it's a player from two seasons that I have not seen. At least that's the rumors.
Well, I'm sure it's going to be intriguing television. They're on the season 17.
27.
I mean, this is like
season number 27. 27. They started
the
in 2000.
You know, I never thought Survivor would survive this long.
Survivor's on 50 seasons. 50.
It's unbelievable how that, and you know, it's an audience that is very true and loyal.
Oh,
they want to watch that kind of stuff. So
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.